So let's review. We continue with the Mishnah on the Pehei Amud Beis. Tshuva mechaperes al averes kalis, al asei va'al lois asei, va'al chamurois, hu toila at sheyovi yom kippur v'yichaper. The Gemara explains the Mishnah as follows. Tshuva mechaperes. Tshuva alone atones for averes kalis, lighter sins, such as mitzvah asei, and lois asei shenitig la'asei, which includes olav and she'en loikin aleim, for which there is no malchus. Tshuva toila v'yom kippur mechaper. Tshuva suspends until Yom Kippur, and Yom Kippur atones for averes chamuras, severe sins such as krisis umisis bezin. Regarding lois asei gomer, all other laven shaloikin aleim, for which there is malchus, there is a machlekes tanoim whether tshuva alone atones for them. One brisa lists it with averes kalis, and one brisa lists it with averes chamuras. The Gemara explains the machlekes as follows: the premise that tshuva is mechaper is learned from the pasuk v'nake lo yanake, written in Parshas Kisisa at the end of the Shlosh Esrei Midos, the 13 attributes of mercy, which the Gemara explains as menakehu l'shavin ve'ena menakeh l'sha'enin shavin. Hashem forgives the sins of those who repent and does not forgive those who do not repent. Now, in Parshas Yisroi, in the Aseres HaDibris, the pasuk says le'sisa eshem lekecha l'shav ki lo yanake Hashem es asher yisa eshmoy l'shav. You should not mention Hashem's name in vain, for Hashem will not forgive one who mentions his name in vain. One brisa holds that only leisisa is the exception and falls under the category of averes chamuras, but all other laven fall under averes kalis. The other brisa holds that we learn from there leisisa v'chol d'damilei, all laven that are similar to leisisa in that they are laven shaloik n'aleim are considered averes chamuras. Rabbi Shmuel, as explained by Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, categorizes it differently. Shleisha chiluki kapar hein, v'tshuva im kol echad v'echad. There are three levels of atonement, and tshuva is required with each one of them. Avar ala se b'shav. If a person transgresses a mitzvah to say and does tshuva, ein azaz mishamat shemoichen lai. He is forgiven immediately, as the pasuk states, tshuva vanim shevavim, erpa mishuvay seichem. Repent and I will forgive you right away. Avar aloisa se v'asa tshuva. If a person transgresses a lav and does tshuva, tshuva toila v'mikipur mechaper. The tshuva suspends any yisur until Yom Kippur, and Yom Kippur completely atones for the sin. As the pasuk states, Ki v'yom hazeh yechaper aleichem mikol chataseichem. Yom Kippur will atone for all your sins. According to Rabbi Shmuel, all laven are equal in this regard. Ava krisis or misis bezdin vasa tshuva. If a person transgressed sins that carry a penalty of karis or misis bezdin, tshuva v'yom kippur mitoilin, v'yisurin memarkin. Tshuva and Yom Kippur mitigate the sin, but the person must endure suffering to atone for the sin completely. However, if someone transgressed a sin which caused chil Hashem, a desecration of Hashem's name, ein lekayach b'tshuva litlois, v'loy mikipurim l'chaper, v'loy b'yisurim l'marek, even tshuva, Yom Kippur, and suffering are not enough to erase the sin, but only to mitigate the sin. And in such a case, misa memrekas, only death brings complete atonement for such a sin. The Gemara asks, hey chidami chil Hashem, how is chil Hashem defined? Amarav, kagon ano, ishakilna bistra mitavcha v'lo yehivna dmei li'alta. Rav answers that this can be something as small as someone like himself not paying the butcher on time, which could lead the butcher to steal, because he learns to take matters of money lightly. Yitzchak de Beir Biana explains, chil Hashem as kol shachaveriv mispayishin machmash mu'asli. Anything that would cause embarrassment if known by his friends and would prompt them to say, Sharle mar leplanya, may Hashem forgive this person. Abai teaches from the pasuk, v'yahavtas Hashem lekecha, shehei shem shemayim mis'ahiv al yadcha. One should endeavor to bring honor to Hashem's name by his actions, by acting in a way which will cause people to praise and admire those who study Torah. Shehei kairat v'sheinim shamash tamid chachamim, v'hei masayu matnoi b'emuna, v'diburi b'nachasim abriyas. A person who learns Torah should deal honestly and have a gentle manner with people. Mahabriyas emes alav, asheri leplaini shalom haTorah, asheri aviv shalom haTorah, asheri rabbi shalom haTorah. People will say, fortunate is he, his father, and Rebbe for teaching him Torah. Rukam anoim drachav, kam musukana maisav, how pleasant and refined are his ways. Regarding him, Hashem says, avdi ati Yisrael asher b'chay aspar. The brisa continues. However, one who learns Torah and does not behave properly causes people to say the opposite. The Gemara next expounds on the great power of tshuva. G'day l'tshuva sh'mevi rifas l'olam. Tshuva has the power to bring healing to the world. G'day l'tshuva sh'megayis ad kisei hakavod. Tshuva is so great that it reaches up to the kisei hakavod itself, as the pasuk says, shuvi Yisrael ad Hashem l'kecha. G'day l'tshuva sh'mekarevas ad ha'geula. Tshuva has the power to hasten the final redemption. Shenem uvolatzin goyil, l'shove fesh b'yakev. Ma tamu volatzin goyel mishum d'shove fesh b'yakev. Amar shlokish, tshuva meyira. G'dayle tshuva shizdoynis nas l'kishkogis. Tshuva out of fear causes an intentional sins to be converted to inadvertent sins. Tshuva mehava, g'dayle tshuva shizdoynis nas l'kishkogis. Tshuva out of love causes intentional sins to be converted to merits. G'dayle tshuva shamareches shneisav shel adam. Tshuva extends the life of a person. The tshuva of one person can sometimes achieve atonement for the whole world. The Gemara asks, what is the definition of a bal tshuva? Bal tshuva is one who is presented with an opportunity to repeat the avera, and he withstands his yitzhahara more than once, not to fall victim again to the same sin. Rav Yehuda adds, ba'isa isha, ba'isa perek, ba'isa makam. True tshuva is to be tested in the exact same situation where he had previously faltered, with the same person, at the same time, and in the same place. Another condition of proper tshuva is v'tzarech lifrid asachet. One must specify the sin as part of vidui, the confession, as Moshe Rabbeinu did when he said, Ana chata ha'am hazeh chata gadol v'yaslem elik heizav divrei b'yud ben bava. He specified the golden calf. P'kiva oimer ashri nesu fesha kesu chata. It's preferred to keep the sins concealed. The daf concludes by highlighting two great tzaddikim who acted differently regarding publicizing their sins. Moshe Amar, Yichtiv Surchani, Shnemei Yan Lo Yaman Tebilak Tisheni. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted his sin publicized so that people should not think that he was being punished for the sin of the spies. David Amar, Al Yichtiv Surchani, Shnemei Ashri Nesu Fesha Kesu Chata. David Amar davened that his sin should not be publicized since it was of a more sensitive nature.